The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Oh, wait a minute. Welcome in, H-Town.
What's happening, Houston? That's right, not the Blitz HD show. They're off today.
They're off. They're off this week.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're off this week.
They come back tomorrow.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They'll be back tomorrow.
As I was.
Oh well, let's screw it up.
As I was.
Let's blow it real off. All the way up.
All the way up. All the way up. Great story about my son. When we come back at some point during the show. Welcome in. This is the Blitz on a Tuesday. However, as T. Scott on the dot, working the 1-2s
and threes,
just so eloquently alluded to, they are out today because, listen, they are the flag bearers for ESPN 97.5 and have been for quite some time now, and rightfully so. And so we are just grateful enough to have this opportunity to fill in such big shoes. So here we are, the HD show. For those of you who don't know us, you can find us every now and again on a Monday. Right now we're kind of on a Monday hiatus because they got the whole A&M basketball thing on Monday nights. Didn't know A&M had a basketball team.
Really?
Did not know. I'm kidding.
Of course you are.
I'm kidding. Of course you are. No, A&M, listen, when you go to Kansas, you almost forget everybody not named Duke, Kentucky, and North Carolina. That's a basketball team. Anyway, so Monday nights we've been taking off because of the holidays as well, but you can find us on Thursdays, but we've been kind of all over the dot. But this is the HD show, filling in for the Blitz. I am that dude, Fred Davis.
The pride of Topeka.
The pride of Topeka, that's right. That's I am you. The pride of Topeka. T.O.P. stand up. You guys know what time it is. I just got back from the motherland on yesterday.
Yes.
That's how you can tell I've been back home, because if my grammar slips up, then that's how you know I've been back home, because I just got home on yesterday.
Because y'all just grunt and
you
stuff
don't talk
like that.
So good.
The education system over there in Topeka is what it is. But no, I got back from the TOP yesterday, so we'll sprinkle in some Christmas stories. We want to hear some of your Christmas stories as well, H-Town. You know who you are, and of course, without further ado, that gentleman sitting across from me. Listen, there's nobody more H-Town than the gentleman sitting across from me. All this guy did was play 14 years in the National Football League, 2-time Pro Bowler, former All-Pro, over 1,000.
1,000.
Over, that's 1,000.
Sit.
Career tackles, 93
and a half
career sacks, the most ever by a nose tackle. Let me preface that one more time, ladies and gentlemen. 93 and a half sacks, over 1,000 career tackles for a nose tackle. Not a linebacker, not a safety, a nose tackle. The pride of Eisenhower High School. Eisenhower, you better stand up. LSU, you know what time it is. Henry Thomas.
What's happening, Houston?
What'd it do?
Man, it's, you know what, I didn't know there were houses out there.
Yeah, right.
Coming here during the daytime, we normally at night, it's just dark. It's just darkness.
It is dark. It is dark.
See, but rooftops now.
No, it's live. It's large in charge.
Oh, man.
And, of course, that gentleman behind the glass, the pride of Pearland, no career sacks. One or two tackles,
yes.
If you include that rotund young girl that was in his home ec class.
Yeah.
Pearland, you know what time it is. Pearland, stand up. You may have seen him in a local militia commercial.
Sit. Crack-ass cracker.
Crack-ass cracker. Producer T. Scott, White Isis. One the only, Tyler Scott.
How are you, Tyler Scott?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. I don't know how good I am though. Right now,
you are great. You are great. Who's our who is our intern today?
I believe it is Trey.
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 I feel like have we had Trey before? I feel like we have.
Yes, we have. Yeah. We've had Trey.
I feel as though we have had Trey as an intern. So, listen, it's the Blitz. So you know they're gonna. The Blitz gets that VIP treatment. So you know they're getting an intern.
They're getting an intern.
They're gonna get an intern.
So we got it covered then.
The blitz is, does it so big, they may just pull one of the salespeople.
Yeah.
Who hadn't sold anything this month? Okay, you? Yeah, all right, come on in. You can be answering phones for the next 3 hours.
We dropped you down.
Do something, because you ain't making no phone calls. Might as well answer some. You ain't making none. This is the HD Show on the Blitz on a Tuesday. I'll tell you what, we've got plenty to get to. Would 2016 stop killing people? Holy mackerel!
You got a few more days.
My God!
Dropping like flies.
I make it out of here alive. Goodness gracious sakes alive, as the kids say. Carrie Fisher, R.I.P.
Carrie Fisher.
I guess the force wasn't with her.
And you know what? We're playing all George Michaels. I don't care what he tells you.
Break. I'm with that. No, I was going to, because it's been a busy day today.
It's been a busy
day. You and I both have regular jobs, but I didn't get a chance to send you over the music. But no, it's all George Michael all the time, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Because normally, for those of you that listen to the HD Show on a regular basis, the start of the third hour is always a dead artist, which could have been George Michael, which doesn't bring any joy to me whatsoever.
Hey,
to add him to that list.
It doesn't bring any joy, but it does bring back my rookie year, 1987, in Minnesota, in the SS Monte Carlo, listening to my soundtrack. I played it everywhere I went.
Yeah, you did.
I heard the music no matter where
I was. Was that an Alpine stereo? What kind of radio was that?
It was Alpine.
It wasn't Alpine.
Alpine, yeah, you know.
It was big Alpine. Back in them days.
Had the little lights that go up and down.
Yeah, buddy.
Aftermarket.
It was popping in 87.
The SS Monte Carlo. But that Faith album, that was my soundtrack
was
for the year.
That was your jam.
Hey, I walked in. I want your sex. I mean, the whole nine, I had it covered, man. I had it covered. And, you know, it was sad. And, you know, I was sad to hear, you know, he passed away. But
not quite Prince sad.
No, not.
not Prince sad.
But still sad.
But definitely a bum deal.
I don't try to weigh my sadness. Sadness is sadness.
Sadness
I don't weigh,
is
this
sadness.
Is bad. This one's worse. It's just sad.
A little
sad. I don't like
together.
It.
But come on now.
I stay out of the sadness
he
realm.
He still
as
wasn't
much
Prince
as I can.
Sad, though. Prince, you were
that's
despondent.
Lifetime. That's
yeah,
lifetime.
You were despondent.
That's a lifetime soundtrack when you come to Prince and me and Prince.
And anybody that listens to our show that knows the banter back and forth between you and I, that we're not afraid to pick at one another.
No.
Even I knew, I mean, I pushed the boundary as I'm wont to do from time to time.
Yes, as you always do.
But even I had to kind of pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, don't
on dogging you about Prince being dead.
That's like playing the dozens.
Yeah, that's it. There is no messing around. So George Michael dead at 25, or excuse me, dead on the 25th. Died on Christmas Day, and the irony is that they still don't know what his cause of death was. So it wasn't, you know, there was no foul play, but they just found him dead in his bed.
Just dead.
He died
from death.
George Michael, dead at age 53.
I did see he was, or it was on TMZ or whatever,
that
afternoon.
Right.
Thing. They were talking about him, and they were showing a recent picture of him.
Not good?
The dude, like, ballooned up.
Got fat.
But, yeah, so he was having, like, really bad, like, weight.
Do we think he died of a drug overdose? Possibly?
I have no clue.
You know, he did the
There's
original.
There's speculation that, though, that it was maybe HIV or something.
Because he
always refused to get the HIV test because he didn't want to know the results.
We're thinking he might have had the HIV. We're thinking he might have had the HIV.
I don't know. He said he ballooned up. When you get the HIV, you go
the
other way.
That's what I was thinking.
You go the other way, right?
To me, when he said that, I almost thought, well, that rules out the HIV.
But he was having like problems maintaining a steady
fluctuating
weight,
so is that a byproduct of the HIV? Fluctuating
no
weight?
I don't know. WebMD it.
Anybody out there that knows, 713-780-3776. Do you balloon weight when on the HIV? It's something. I mean, who thought? Who knows? Who knows? Somebody knows.
Yeah.
Somebody knows.
The guys like
if you're a doctor.
The 713. Guys with the letters behind their name.
That's it. We talked about that yesterday.
We talked about that yesterday.
Wrist feeling better today, by the way.
See?
Wrist feeling better. Side, just pivot off of that real quick. So we're going to get into this later on in the program. I started a firestorm in the office today because obviously Carrie Fisher died this afternoon. Princess Leia of Princess Leia fame. Take your pick Tuesday. Better career. George Michael, Carrie Fisher. Think about that. Think about that.
It's two different. It's apples and oranges.
Doesn't matter. Who had a better career? Who had a better career?
You're dead.
That's why we reflect. That's why we reflect. Who had a better? Because we had quite the.
So you got three movies that Carrie Fisher was in, other than Star Wars.
See, I didn't even know that.
I was just asking.
I don't know. Okay. That's hence the debate.
Hence the debate.
She's a legend. She was a legendary character. Mm-hmm. All right. Princess Leia. Yep. Cinematic gold.
Boom.
Gold, which segues into gold bikini. Okay. Huh? Huh? George Michael.
For a big slob.
Pop icon.
Pop icon.
Huh?
Yes.
So, but at the same time, as my boy Jason Montgomery pointed out, owe him a shout out later on in the show.
Ooh,
didn't
I
give him one last
too.
Week.
Yeah, you do.
I do owe him a shout out. As he pointed out about George Michael, when's he been, since the bathroom incident, when's he been relevant? And that was 98.
He came back after the bathroom incident. I
mean, he did come back since the bathroom incident.
Know, he had some big ones since the bathroom incident.
Big champion of gay rights as well.
That's it.
All right. So, again.
He and Elton John had a big song for just that.
That's it. Yeah. So, and didn't he fill in for Queen for a little bit? Did a couple Queen songs?
Maybe. You know, everybody did.
Coincidence?
Really? Really?
Just saying.
Now you're reaching. You're not just saying. You're reaching. Can you touch me? I mean, you're reaching way out.
Point
for this
being, who had the better career? Take your pick Tuesday. It's going down in the 6 o'clock hour. 1,800 of those of you scoring on the 24-hour clock.
It's December the 28th, correct?
Yeah, 27th.
27th. Well, it's hot as a monkey's crotch.
Oh, it's hot as Dickens outside.
Especially
nothing.
In this room.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what these two cats before us were doing, but this is downright unruly what they got going
it's
on in this room right now. But we have got a ginormous show planned for you today, as always. 4:30, Rich Gannon joining us on the program. He called the game the other night, former backup, former MVP. If there's anybody that can talk about coming in and playing cleanup, it's the one, the only Rich Gannon.
Absolutely.
And maybe he can give us a little insight, because I'm telling you right now, you know, it's all bells and whistles right now with this Texans team. Guess what? It's going to be a bleep storm once this season's over with.
We'll see.
Because you got a quarterback making 600 large, and you got a quarterback that shouldn't even be making anything, making 17 million. You can comment on that as well, Henry Thomas. Kind of what is the dynamic in the locker room when you've got that disparity, and we clearly know who the better quarterback is. Also, to our boy Kenny Matthews from Muscle Elements, he's got a signed Brian Cushing pre-workout bottle.
Really?
Okay?
Really?
You guys know we're big workout buffs over here on the HD show. Brian Cushing, Texan legend. Guess what? Those two came together. Somebody's going to get something.
There we go.
All right, that's going to go down at 5:30, 17:30 for those of you scoring on the 24-hour clock. And then, of course, we got a Christmas Day wrap-up to get to. We got yay or nay. And then, of course, take your pick Tuesday, Carrie Fisher, George Michael. All that and then some. He's Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. Coming up next, though, the Savage Nation continues.
That's right.
What does it mean moving forward? He's got another big game, and then, of course, the postseason. What do we expect out of number three as the season rolls along? We'll discuss that next. Don't you go anywhere. He is T. Scott on that. Working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
That's that dude, Henry Thomas. I am that guy, Freddie D. This is the HD show on the Blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, the fellas are off today. You do get at least a Fred.
Yeah, you do get one Fred.
You get one Fred.
A Fred.
A Fred.
A Fred.
What is the chances that you'd have two Freds at one radio station?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often.
Fred's a really hard name. I mean, we can go back to Flintstone age.
Yeah, how many do you know?
I know a bunch.
You do?
I do.
Name me another Fred besides Fred and Miller. Fred Fowler.
How about Fred Miller?
Was he a tight end or a lineman?
Lineman, offensive lineman, Chicago. Chicago Rams. That's Fred. How about
one?
There's another Fred play football too.
Who? Fred Dreyer?
Boom, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a Fred though.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I knew him.
You knew him?
Yeah, I help care.
Yeah. Did you know him or did you know him?
I can say that.
I can, that's like you say. Well,
I'm on TV.
Fred, you say, I'm Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I knew Fred Flintstone.
Get the hell out of here.
Hey.
What
like,
is this?
Like,
can we just stick to the George Michael songs we know and like?
Yeah, don't you pick anymore,
yeah,
Jeff.
What is
I'm just
this?
Going on shuffle. I don't know.
No, no shuffle. No, listen, no, listen. No, Faith, no. I want your
this
sex. Father
you
figure,
don't know Cowboys
goes
and
down.
Angels?
I want Careless Whisper again.
You don't know Cowboys and Angels?
Remember, no. Guilty Feet Have Got No Rhythm.
Cowboys and Angels?
Is that true?
That's what this song is called, yeah.
Yeah.
Does, is that true?
Does Guilty
Feet... Do Guilty Feet Have No Rhythm? 713-780-3776.
If
have
your
you
feet
ever
are guilty,
felt bad? Well, but it's a feeling. You have.
Yeah, but your feet ain't on. Well, if you're trying to dance with guilty, but you don't know
you
me.
You don't really want to get down.
Just dangling. They just,
I ain't really feeling it, so I'm not trying to get
it. Don't need no
down.
Rhythm. Just give me a little grip. Give me a little. Don't let me slip right here.
Tell you what, if that's the case, then apparently, then what? Apparently, Brock's been whispering for the whole season.
Oh, he's got,
cause
he's
talk
got
about
feet.
Talk about guilty feet have got no rhythm. He's just out there just
can't throw the ball, just guilty because he took all the money. That's what you said because he stole it. Got him.
Wait for them.
I got him. You know what? Let me do a quick shout out to my little cousin.
My little play cousin.
That's exactly right. Anthony Tony Thomas. He going Zydeco today.
Tony Tone.
He told me he was going Zydeco, and I just told him I was gonna give him a shout out because he a hip hop head.
Yeah. And but he's gonna go do the Zydeco.
Oh. Dog Zydeco.
Ooh, that's cold.
But
right
he,
there.
You know, he just had a
don't
birthday.
Go to Beaumont talk. Don't go to Beaumont talking that mess.
He just had a birthday, so maybe he's maturing a little bit instead of turning into that grumpy old ass man. Maybe he's maturing, going to go try to expand himself at the Zydeco.
Hey,
I think, well, yeah, I wouldn't think he's, I think it's at Jive. I think it's at Jive, as he told me he was going out there. And he's a huge Pittsburgh guy, so he's on
right.
top of the world.
Yeah, he is.
And we're going to break down Pittsburgh for him a little bit later on. Let him know that.
We're going to do that at the 5:15 when we our Tuesday takeaways.
Oh.
Five things we took away from the weekend that was the National Football League. Tom Savage came in just abysmal football for most of the night on Saturday, and this is what I don't get from Bill O'Brien. First of all, Bill O'Brien's post-game press conference was embarrassing. All right, can we? I just want to go on record as saying that right now. That was embarrassing what he did. I get it.
Embarrassing to Brian, whoever Brian was.
Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle.
Brian.
Can I give you a little breaking news?
Breaking news, please.
Don't tell me Brian T. Smith is dead.
No.
Oh.
Gary Shandling, though.
He's been dead.
Yes.
Just
the
stop.
Gary that you just told me.
Just stop.
Just knock it off. Are you over there comparing all the
people? Did Clutch City Cam try to break news with Gary Shandling?
Okay. Oh, I guess they just released the official cause of death.
What was it?
Blood clot in his heart.
Blood clot. Bumba clot.
That'll stop it.
That'll do
Bumba
it.
Bumba clot. Bumba clot.
You really thought you were breaking some news, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't check it.
You know, one of his names that we didn't discuss on the air was Tyler Algezira.
That was way back in the day.
That was way back when you broke that Wade Wilson news.
Oh, yeah, broke that Wade Wilson news, and it was just like, what?
We really thought you were onto something there. Wrong.
Okay, well, there was another person who died, actor and comedian Ricky Harris.
Yes, Ricky. I saw that. Yes.
You probably know him as the old dad in the Snoop Dogg video. You know, get them kids off the couch.
That was it from Gin and Juice?
Boom, yes.
Oh, okay. He was the neighbor in Everybody Hates Chris.
There you go.
As well. So he did. 54 years old.
Hey, I don't even want to think about it.
2016 is just wreaking havoc.
Snatching them
up. Tell you what, when's your birthday? Your birthday's coming up in a couple weeks, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, my birthday is a couple of weeks away, so you can knock that off right now. Almost made me cuss on air. Man, whew. Who that behind me? Don't be touching me. Don't be sneaking up behind me.
Just making sure, man. Yeah. No, we're going to celebrate your birthdays just in case.
No, we partying. You know how we do.
We better celebrate it just in case.
Just in case.
But no, it was embarrassing. I get it. And you and I have talked about this before, that there's no, you know, when you're in the NFL, you got to win the games you're supposed to. You know, take care of home base.
Right.
All right. And obviously you'd like to go 500 on the road at least. But there's, you know, the old adage that the other team gets paid to.
Right.
And so I appreciate that. And having worked with professional athletes, I understand and respect what you guys put your bodies through and what you guys do to prepare to put yourselves at that level of competition. But, you know, you go out, you win one of the ugliest games in the National Football League.
A win is a win.
And a win is a win. I get that, all right?
Yeah.
But there's nothing this team has done to inspire confidence as you're barreling towards the playoffs. Well, I get it. You've won three in a row. But can the man at least finish his question, or did you have a problem with B.O.B. cutting him off to let him know and remind him, two in a row, Brian, we're going to the playoffs, division champs, 2 years in a row.
Putting it into this perspective from B.O.B., I mean, it was hilarious to me, and I thought it was, you know, it was a bit of a butt move. But when I looked at it and listened to it.
Doesn't matter, Brian.
There it is. It and I looked at, from his point of view, I've won this division, which is not strong, but I've won it twice with garbage. You've given me a dumpster fire full of garbage. We've made.
Well, in fairness, he picked the last eight, the last two seasons.
Regardless. With all the garbage that he has.
Well, you picked the garbage. So you're gonna bitch at me because I'm questioning the garbage that you've won with?
Yes. Yes, because you know I have garbage. I know I got garbage.
But you picked the garbage.
Hey, I know I got garbage. It's garbage, and I've come up from this. I've taken this garbage.
Look what I've done with my garbage.
Look at this garbage. See that garbage over there? That's garbage, and it stinks. Mine smell like roses.
And I'm But no, you picked it.
Hey.
You picked Brian Hoyer. You picked Ryan Mallett. You picked Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, you know, bear with me or you know, again, and I'm not trying to defend Brian T. Smith here, but listen, he's got a job to do.
Everybody's got a job to
do. He's the media.
And that's a part of his job is to deal with those kind of jerks.
Right.
If you really want to be.
I mean, hey, say what you want, but at the same time, he's pointing out what everything we've been noticing. Listen, you're winning.
Don't let him buffalo you.
Crap games.
Don't let him buffalo you.
You're winning.
Two in a row.
So that's the deal.
Two in a row. Don't. Hey, it's two in a row. If that's your stand, don't be buffaloed by him. Stick with your question. Okay. Hey, well, and you know what, coach? Let me congratulate you on that two in a row.
But and that's a big old but. Speaking of big old buts.
Which of these teams have you beaten? Oh, Kansas City?
Yeah.
When they
week
were
two.
Week two?
Yeah.
So who are you going to be facing in the playoffs?
Well, probably them. Up. Maybe them or the Raiders.
Okay. Well,
maybe even Pittsburgh.
You may have a shot with the Raiders. They got the quarterback down.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Before we get to all that, we got to. Rich Gannon joining us next. Tell the folks about Tom Peacock Cadillac.
Let me tell you guys, year-end sale going on at Tom Peacock. They're busy over there, but they have the best and biggest selection of Cadillacs you've ever seen. Come on out to Tom Peacock on I-45 between Airtex and Richie and let them put you into the Cadillac of your dreams. You can call them at 281-443-7700 or 24 hours a day. You can find it at Tom Peacock Cadillac.
We come back, Rich Gannon. Later on, I'm going to get into this Tom Savage because, to me, there's a problem with how this team has gotten to where they're at because it doesn't have to be this bad as they go towards the playoffs, and it could be a lot greener. And I tell you what, there may be a light at the end of this tunnel, but let's talk to Rich Gannon first, former MVP, and get his thoughts on it next. Don't you go anywhere. He is the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. This is the HD Show on the Blitz on ESPN.
97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
Man, turn that up, please. All the things is I play them too. Come on now, people. This was my soundtrack. I heard this everywhere I went. I felt like they were playing it just for me. Come on now. Welcome back. This is the HD Show, filling in for the Blitz. That dude over there is Fred Davis. We call him Freddie D. We got White Isis, Cracker Ass Cracker, Tyler Scott behind the glass. And I am... you know, just the All-Pro, Henry Thomas. working, doing what I do. Freddie D.
Yes, sir.
You ready to do this?
We got I am ready to do this. A very, very special guest. Without further ado, 15 years in the National Football League, former MVP, wrongly substituted out by the Kansas City Chiefs, cost us a Super Bowl title back in 1997 when they should have went with Rich Gannon, but instead they decided to go with Elvis Gerbach, and we all know how that ended. The one, the only, he called the game on Saturday, Mr. Rich Gannon. Mr. Gannon, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing great, and Henry Thomas, what a thrill for me to catch up with an old teammate and a great pro for a long, long time.
Hey, man, it's good to talk to you, too. You know what? We came in at the same time, and I remember.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. We both came in 87, and he came in, he went to Delaware, so he had a little echelon over us, you know.
SEC folks.
Yeah, you know, we just grunts and all, and then Rich came in, and we had some good times in Minnesota. Great times.
Well, let's get down.
Yeah, we really did. You know what, Hank, there were some good teams. You know, we just couldn't get over the hump in the postseason, you know, but I think back to the late 80s and early 90s with the Vikings. Of course, you were fortunate to go on to play for some good teams, even the Detroit and the Patriots, and I think about your productive career, but that was a good draft class back in 87.
Absolutely.
Sure.
No, there was a lot of monsters in 87 draft class. Let's get right down to it. Tell us a little bit, Rich, because you've been through it before. Come in for a starter, play very well. Like I said, what is the biggest hurdle facing a Tom Savage right now?
Well, I just think the lack of experience is a challenge. This is a pretty unique situation when you think about it, you know. Very few teams replace a quarterback, a first-place team replace a quarterback this late in the season because of, a production-related issue. Usually it's because of an injury. So, obviously, there's a real struggle there with Brock Osweiler. I thought Tom Savage came in and really handled himself well the other night. Look, he didn't get off to a great start as an offense, but he hung in there. I think the important thing is he's played two games, they're a game and a half, and he hasn't turned the football over, and that's a real positive. The other thing I see is his ability to sit in there, in the face of a blitz or some type of a pressure, and not panic. You know, I think that makes good decisions. He gets the ball out quick, seems to throw the ball fairly accurately. And look, he's got to realize he's surrounded by a really good team. They've got the number one defense in football. This is an offense that's committed to running the football. Got good tight ends, and they've got a Pro Bowl wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. Not a bad situation to find yourself in.
And I apologize, Rich. 17-year NFL career. I know I don't want to take any years away from you. He's got a good offense. You've got a guy in Bill O'Brien who, you know, whether or not he's a quarterback guru, I think still remains to be seen. But what was some of the, you know, you saw them finally kind of go to some up-tempo stuff at the start of the second half. Do you expect to see more of that against Tennessee this upcoming weekend?
I'm not so sure what they're going to do against Tennessee when you look at where they're at with the playoffs and you know, how they're going to decide to play this thing out. But I think it's important that Savage play. He needs the reps. He needs the experience. I like the fact that they went up-tempo against Jacksonville in the second half, and they did it again a little bit against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think he functions well in that type of situation where he's able to call the plays quickly at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, as Henry would tell you, it puts a lot of stress on a defense. When you're not able to make, you know, substitutions, you know, you're not able to, rotate out that defensive line. You're not able to dial up all those blitzes. It puts a lot of stress on your communication on the back end. So I like the fact that they do it. I think he clearly has a comfort level with it, and I would expect you'd probably see more of it.
Rich Gannon joining us here on the HD show on the Blitz.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you get to the up-tempo style of play, he seems to be more comfortable, because my only take knock on him has been that when he's sitting there and they're calling the plays, his decision-making has not been at right on, like, okay, here's my throw, let me throw it, or – but when they went to up-tempo, it felt like he got into a rhythm that he didn't have to think about, is this the right open? It just kind of clicked with him. And I think that tempo form works better. But going into the playoffs, I mean, do they continue to do that for Tennessee and bring that into the playoffs? Because in the playoffs, it's going to be a whole different animal.
Well, you're right. And you know you're going to see better defenses, better coaching, better quarterback play. And so, you know, there's a fine line. I would say this. I don't think they're going to deviate too much from really who they are. I think at some point, whether it's this week or next week or the playoffs, you get a chance to get Lamar Miller back. And so Miller with Blue, it's a pretty good combination. I still think they want to run the football. They want to be a play-action team. They want to take their shots and you know, deal the ball quickly. I don't think they want either quarterback holding the football. I will say this. I think Savage processes the information a little bit quicker than Osweiler. To me, Osweiler would lock it on the receiver and had a difficult time getting through his progressions. Seemed like he was late a lot of times to his outlet receivers. And I just think Savage probably a little bit more comfortable sitting in there in the pocket and taking a hit and just working through the progression. So the problem with Savage is we just haven't seen enough of his body of work. I mean, you know, he's only played a game and a half. So, you know, we've got to see how he does. But I give him a lot of credit. I thought he showed great poise the other night in a pretty big stage.
Well, with the team, you know, I remember back when you came into the game. I mean, we had a really good season when you came in and took over as the quarterback, and the way the team rallied around you with the way you fought, even when things were going down, you were able to fight. Do you have a sense that the team is behind him in that same way? Like it's a little bit of an upbeat tempo for them, and they feel like this is our guy that can take us a little further?
Henry, I really do. And just talking to some of the players and coaches, I think particularly the players, and this isn't a knock on Osweiler, it's just the fact that they were really struggling to score points, to move the ball. I think the defense was playing so well, and you know what that can be like when one unit's playing better than the other unit, kind of carrying the team.
Yeah, just look at Denver.
I think they embraced the change. I think the team was looking forward to the change because, look, Savage has been around a couple years.
You know,
Osweiler has only been there, you know, 6 months. So the guy that probably knows the offense better is Savage. Now, he doesn't have the reps, but he knows the offense probably. He's more comfortable in the offense. And I think the team rallied around him, and I would expect them to do that again this weekend.
17-year NFL veteran, former NFL MVP, Rich Gannon joins us here on the HD show. Question for you that I'm trying to wrap my brain around is, you know, you drafted that Tom Savage was a Texans draft pick, and yet you go out that year, you pick up Fitzpatrick, which I get, you want that veteran guy, but then the next year you bring in Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett, who, again, were not stalwarts and were more journeymen than anything else, and all we knew about Mallett was he's a backup, yet you don't let him compete for the job then you bring in a guy that really was unproven in a Brock Osweiler. Are you surprised at the path that the Texans have taken to finally get to Tom Savage?
I applaud the path that they've taken, guys, and here's why. You know, it would have been very easy to go out and draft a Christian Ponder or Johnny Manziel, someone that you absolutely weren't sold on. Some of these teams have made big mistakes taking a quarterback in the first round. And to the Texans' credit, they've been very patient when it came to the draft, and they didn't find a quarterback that they liked. They just kind of waited. That Savage was the guy that, you know, for a fourth-round pick, you know, not a huge deal, not a huge risk, and he took some time to develop. And he didn't play a ton of football in college either. You know, he bounced around
right
from Rutgers to Arizona to Pitt. And so I think he was a project, and I think he got hurt. I think he missed a lot of time, and, you know, he missed all of last year with a shoulder injury. So, you know, it's not that they weren't going to give him a chance. It's just that he wasn't really able to compete. And I think his second year probably was still learning and just was pretty green. But I think this is a good opportunity for him. He's been around the system for 3 years now. He's getting an opportunity to play. He's prepared well, and he's taking advantage of it.
Where does Brock Osweiler go from here?
Man, that's a crazy, you know, it's a crazy number they're dealing with. I think he's due, $16 million guaranteed next year.
Yeah,
so,
17.
Look, you know, I would say this. The last time Brock Osweiler got benched, the team went on to win the Super Bowl. So maybe that'll happen for the Houston Texans, for sure. But I do know this, that, you know, I think all good quarterbacks at one point, unless your name's John Elway or Dan Marino, they go through this process. You get benched. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to go through, but I think it can make you a better player. And I think it's a chance for him to take a step back, take a deep breath, to watch, learn a little bit, and then come back next year with, you know, a renewed sense of enthusiasm and attack it. You know, he's got to attack it. He's got to win this job. He's got to earn the respect and the trust and the confidence of his teammates and coaches. And that doesn't come easily in this league. And Henry will tell you that. I mean, you know, especially at the quarterback position. These defensive players, they're watching. They watch when you come to the building. They watch how long you stay. They watch how you prepare. They're paying attention. And he's got to earn their confidence.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm just going to ask this. The fact that I got you on, I mean, I don't get a very chance to do this very often. I'm a Chiefs fan, all right? Born in red, born in Braves, Chiefs fan. I'm from Kansas. 97 is still the year, to me, of all the years as a Chiefs fan, was the year that we should have won a Super Bowl. Gerbach gets hurt. You come in. You ball. Take us to a 5-1 record. And then Marty does what Marty does and decides to bench you in favor because guys shouldn't lose their job to injury. Obviously, we lose to the Colts that year in the first round.
It was the Broncos.
I'm sorry. Was it the Broncos?
Colts in 95. 97 was the
year. I'm sorry. Broncos. I'm getting my heartbreaking playoff losses. But the thing was that people were stunned that after the run that you had, they bring Gerbach in, and of course the offense sputters and boom, it is what it is. You talked about being benched. How did that affect, how was the locker room? How was that Chiefs team? And then how did that ultimately affect you? How did that affect you as a player?
Well, I think we were all devastated. I mean, we went 13-3 both those years. We had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and we had a really good defense. I mean, you think about Derek and Neil and the rest of the guys that we had. We were real loaded on defense. We were hard to score against, and we had Marcus Allen, and we were a pretty good team, and so that was tough. I think Marty Schottenheimer would tell you in hindsight it was the wrong decision, and I think the reason that the wrong decision was Elvis really hadn't played in like 7 weeks.
Right,
his conditioning was the issue. It wasn't so much his knowledge of the system or just his physical abilities. It's just his conditioning was not such that he was able to really go out there and compete. We were burning timeouts in the end of the game there just because he couldn't call the play in the huddle because he was out of breath. So that was devastating. And we had a good rhythm going, and to throw him back out in that situation certainly wasn't fair to the team. Probably wasn't fair to him either. But those are decisions you make as coaches, And sometimes it's a gut instinct. I think clearly Marty would tell you, and certainly I felt that way, is the wrong one. But it is what it is, and you got to move on. But the problem is you just don't get that many opportunities
right
in this business. And that's, Henry will tell you that. You think, right, you're going to play. Henry, our first year, we went to the NFC Championship game.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and we felt like, hey, well, okay, we go to Washington, it's the strike season, and then we feel like, okay, well, we'll be back every year. And that's, it's right, hard.
It's hard
to make the playoffs.
What was it about for you, and for a guy that had as much longevity as you did, what was it about John Gruden's system that was such a good fit for you?
Well, I had a history with it. I had played in the same system in Kansas City for 4 years, so there was really no new learning. And I had, at that point in my career, I'd about had enough. I had played in Minnesota, and I went through a bunch of changes there. We had different head coaches. Absolutely. And different coordinators. I think I had 3 coordinators in my first 4 or 5 years, and there's constantly new learning. And I just never felt like I was really given the opportunity in Minnesota to really have my own team. So I went to Kansas City, and a similar situation. I felt like I was better than Steve Bono, better than Elvis Gerbach, but yet I never really got a chance to have that team. And so when I went to Oakland in 99, that was my team.
Yeah.
And, I was appreciative of the opportunity and Mr. Davis gave me and John Gruden, and John and I just hit it off. I mean, we had a history of, speaking the same language in terms of the system, and he was young. We were close in age, and we had similar personalities, and I think that's why it worked so well.
All right, well, let's pivot to this then. We've talked enough about the Texans. We're 1 week, the Raiders, hands down, the most heartbreaking loss. Let's face it, yeah, sure, you beat the Colts, but it just doesn't seem fair that this team's going to go in with Matt McGloin, and with all due respect to Matt McGloin, but Derek Carr was having an MVP breakout elite-type season. What's that locker room feeling like right now? I mean, obviously they're going to rally around McGloin, but in the grand scheme of things, how does this change the AFC and the NFC and Super Bowl picture?
Yeah, it's really amazing. You're right. I mean, Carr was having an MVP-type season, and I think he was completing almost 55% of his passes. I think he had like 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, something like that. He was really playing well. And that's really, that team was going to go as far, in my opinion, as Derek Carr could take them. I don't think they're great on defense. The running game has been sporadic. This kid McGloin will come in. I think he may surprise some people. Now, he's not Derek Carr,
no,
but he is a tough guy. He was trained by Bill O'Brien at Penn State. He'll get him in the right place. He'll run around and make some plays with his legs. He probably won't make a lot of mistakes. He's a pretty smart guy. And who knows? I mean, they could surprise some people, but I just don't think they'll be able to go as deep into the playoffs without Derek Carr.
Who threatens the Patriots?
you know, we don't, no one's talking about their defense. I think they have number one scoring defense in football. I just, you know, if it has to go through Foxborough, I don't think anyone's going to go in there and beat them in the playoffs. I think you'll see, you know, if they get home field advantage, I think we're looking at another Patriots team in the Super Bowl. I mean, this is a well-coached team. The quarterback, as Henry could tell you, is maybe the best that's ever played that position. He is a machine, and they're going to be tough to stop in the postseason.
NFC side?
Well, I love Dak Prescott. My gosh, well, think about the season this kid's had. And then, of course, Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, they are just they're light years ahead of where they should be as rookies. They don't act like rookies. They don't look like rookies. They don't play like rookies. I think they're going to be a tough team. The other team to keep an eye on is the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
They have won, I think, five straight. They're playing really well. The quarterback is, you know, he is as good as there is. And the defense, I think, getting a healthy Clay Matthews, it seems like he's healthy. He's been talking about feeling better, that shoulder. They're not great on defense, but with Clay Matthews back in there and Julius Peppers, I think they can be disruptive.
You just got to score more than the other team. Make some plays. Rich, so great to have you on today, my man. Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys are the best. Henry's great talking to you, my man.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
There you have it. The one, the only, Rich Gannon. A couple things he said. One in particular that certainly surprised me, but I'll tell you what, if anybody knows, it's a former MVP, and that being Rich Gannon, about how he said the Texans have brought along one Mr. Tom Savage. We're on Facebook Live. You should be too. Check us out on the HD Show page on Facebook. Plenty to get to, which may or may not change how I feel about how they've gone about with Tom Savage. We'll discuss all that and more. Don't you go anywhere. Let me tell you real quick about Sandstone Chiropractic. You guys know they're the third hour sponsor of the HD Show. Can't say enough about Sandstone Chiropractic. That's sandstonechiro.com. Three locations, one in Magnolia, one in Montgomery, and of course the third one that is in Conroe. I was there yesterday. It is well worth your time. You know, in 2017, you got to get your body right. Why don't you get a tune-up over there at Sandstone Chiropractic? You won't be disappointed. Sandstone Chiro, that's sandstonechiro.com. And as always, Henry Thomas.
Tell them the HD Show sent you.
What did Rich Gannon say that surprised me? We'll tell you next. Don't you go anywhere. This is HD Show on the Blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back. This is the HD Show, filling in for The Blitz. I'm that dude. Oh, well, he's that
dude. No, I'm that dude. You're
that
dude.
You're the all-pro. I'm the all-pro, Henry Thomas. That's Freddie, dude.
Don't demote yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Please don't demote yourself.
And that's crack-ass cracker, White Isis, Tyler Scott, working the 1-2s and 3s.
You may know him as Oregon Militia Man.
Yeah. Any number of those.
What song is this? I'm not familiar with this.
It's the George Michael song.
You're not even going for, you know, I want the popular stuff.
Didn't send me a list.
Wake you up and you act like you're not a George Michael.
Quit trying to disparage.
Quit trying to be like
Sir
you're
Michael.
Not a George Michael. You probably got the same white
Greek
shorts he had on when he first came out. The mismatched colored gloves. Wake me up before you
then.
go. Oh, even better. They dressed you like that. You didn't have a choice. Remember?
No, I wasn't.
Remember?
Born.
Guilty yeah. feet have got yeah. no rhythm. I've seen you walk around this place. Okay.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
It's a good song.
Keep in mind, Rich Gannon, MVP.
Yes.
Solid.
MVP. Solid.
How about the fact that he said on the broadcast Saturday night, Randy got antsy.
Got antsy.
Fat Randy got antsy.
Well, you know what? Fat Randy, I thought he should have gotten a do-over.
Fat Randy.
I thought he should have gotten a do-over. That's the equivalent to the quarterback flashing his hands.
Illegal procedure.
Back him up five and let him
Fat
do it again.
Fat Randy. Is Randy going to get another shot?
Nobody said it, so I didn't say anything. I was going to call in like they did in golf. Hey, that's offside. Procedure over there. Redo.
Let me ask you, back in the day when you were playing.
Yeah.
When a kicker misses what would be a game-winning field goal, as defenders, what
do you... Oh. He can't even look at you. Everybody's looking at him, and he won't look at anybody.
He shouldn't. Well, why should he?
No, nothing. Got no, only person that hangs out with him, especially
the punter and the long snapper.
The long snapper and the punter, exactly.
Yeah, who
right.
else? Why else would anybody want to hang out with?
We had one long snapper that all he did was long snap. He was a big guy, too.
Right.
And one day we had a bunch of guys go down on offensive line. He was like, I ain't going out there. I don't know none of that. I was like, whoa, you're offensive line. Man, I long snap. I put somebody else in there.
Y'all got me confused with somebody who plays.
Oh, he never practiced with us. We go to one-on-one pass rush. He run off with the kickers and the punters. He'd be like, man.
Apparently, y'all didn't see that LS
y'all
in the program.
I'm making 200 just snapping the ball. It might mess up my hands. Made me want to try this long snap. I just couldn't figure it out. It's like, whew, I could make my career a little bit longer if I could just snap. I could like to tackle, so I'll snap it and run down there and hit somebody, too. You know, but I just couldn't figure out that rotation of the ball.
Oh, man, that's too much. All right, so long snapper. Yeah, so Fat Randy got antsy. Fat Randy got antsy, as per one, Mr. Rich Gannon. All right, so the segment's over because we ran long on Rich Gannon. But you know what? If there's anybody to run long on,
it's Rich Gannon.
It's an MVP.
It's got to be MVP.
By the way, he was 37 when he did that. Rich Gannon was.
Yes.
Rich, and you know what? I liked what he said. The team was mine.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for that. And what? And you know what? That's all we heard from Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my team. I know what I'm going. You know, I know what I'm getting going into it.
But nobody cared. Nobody sees it. Nobody wants it because you didn't do.
No.
But when it was the same thing when Rich came in, the team rallied behind him.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like he said, it was back and forth with him and Wade Wilson. Then they put him on. You know, Wade got hurt. He came in. We went to 11-5 that year.
I'll tell you what. We come back. 1 hour's in the books. In case you don't, and for those of you that don't know, when you listen to HD show, time flies.
Time flies.
All right.
Not because we're throwing clocks around.
No sir. It's just we just operate a little bit different speed than most. So coming up next, second hour of the program, we got our boy Kenny Matthews from Muscle Elements going to talk to us a little bit about getting in shape for 2017. Because you know all you people that haven't been working out, we know we're going to see you at the gym on next week. All right.
Absolutely.
We know we're going to see you there.
I'm not going.
We know we're going to. Well, you won't see Henry Thomas.
I'm working
there.
Out at home.
Well,
I just started
even,
my record.
You know
as soon as the in laws gone.
Don't even get me started.
Start
on
the
that.
Work. Anyway, hey, look at this. Look at this. About to get chiseled.
Yeah, allegedly. But a couple things that Rich Gannon said that give me two things. One, confidence about Tom Savage and how the Texans have handled it, and how there might still be hope for number 17.
There we go.
Plenty of that in the second hour. Don't you go anywhere. He's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm still that dude, Freddie D. This is the HD Show, filling in for the Blitz on ESPN
97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.